Hey, welcome to the Strongpreneur Podcast, where we build uncommon contractors. My name is Tom Reber, and today I want to talk about money, moolah, green stuff, dead presidents, all that good stuff that we hope to make a lot of as contractors. And so what I want to do is I want to give a quick contractor math 101 class today on the Strongpreneur Podcast. So hopefully you guys are down with that. All right, so I'm going to make this available for you to download on motorhard.com. If you want to grab a copy of the sheet, I'll also put it in the Strongpreneur Nation private Facebook group, Mastermind Facebook group for you guys to access it there. But so many contractors that I work with have a really hard time understanding the numbers of the business. And so, listen, I have a couple things that right out of the gate that I want you to make sure that you're clear on and at least understand where my thinking is on this stuff. The first thing is I don't believe it's your accountant's job to know your numbers. It's your job to know your numbers. Your accountant is there to serve you and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, nobody should know the numbers of your business better than you, okay? I learned the numbers by getting educated, mentors and coaches years and years ago. I used to drive around with a calculator in my hand. And as I'm driving down the road, I'm doing math in my head to try to understand this. So I was practicing over and over and over of understanding the math and things like that. And so I'm going to give you guys some definitions here today that I believe that if you can just get these down, you'll be like 8 laps ahead of your average contractor in your area, and you'll be able to make great decisions when it comes to the numbers in your business. All right. So first thing, contractor, business, math, 101, revenue. I'm like the Google guy when you press the button on how to pronounce a word, revenue. Anyway, listen, money that you get paid to provide your product or service, that's revenue, okay? And some of these are going to be total no-brainers, guys, but I want to just make sure we cover it. This is the final amount of money that you collect for a job. So if you go out and you charge Mrs. Jones 10 grand for something and she pays you 10 grand, that's money collected. In my book, that's revenue. Now, sales are different. Sales are what you sold. So I can sell 10 grand in the month of April and not collect it for a few months. So it's a sale. That's how much I sold, and maybe I got a deposit of 2 grand, and that would go into the bank, which would be 2 grand of revenue toward that project. All right, so just understand that. And revenue, listen, guys, it's money in the bank. It's money, it's fuel for the car. That's really what it is for you guys. All right, the next thing is costs of goods sold, COGS, COGS, or also known as direct costs. So this is how much you have to pay to build Mrs. Jones a project. So say you're a deck builder and Mrs. Jones wants a deck. Okay, you got to pay your dudes in the field. Whether you're subbing out or whether you have your own employees, you got your labor costs, your burden on that, you know, taxes, work comp on that labor, all that stuff. Materials, supplies, whatever it is that you need to pay money for in order to produce this project. Okay, it could be a permit, could be a rental equipment, whatever. Okay. Cost of goods sold or direct costs, this is what you get to pay to provide your service. Okay, so if I sell a project for 10 grand and it costs me $5,000 to produce it, I've got 5,000 bucks left. So 5 grand was cost of goods. That's what it cost me to produce the project. What's left, okay, you have money in, you pay to produce the job. The money that's left, the difference between revenue and cost of goods, is gross profit. Gross profit, okay? This is basically what's left over for you to pay your bills, otherwise known as overhead, and to have some net profit left that we'll get to in a minute, all right? I touched on overhead. Overhead is everything that needs to be paid, even if you don't sell any decks that month or paint jobs or ponds or whatever the heck you do, okay? So these are things, overhead, there's variable overhead and there's fixed overhead. Just don't worry about that right now, but for this 101 level, overhead is anything that you have to pay, even if you don't sell any projects. So if you pay shop rent, if you pay your cell phones, if you do some marketing, your salary, the money you pay yourself as the business owner should be in the overhead. Okay. Net profit is what's left after you. So let's go back to that $10,000 job, and we pay $5,000 to produce it. So we pay our guys, we pay our subs, we pay for the permit, we pay our vendors. We got $5,000 left. We pay our overhead, and let's say our overhead was $4,000 a month. $4,000 a month, you would have $1,000 left over. That is your net profit. That's what's left after all the cost of goods and all the overhead is paid for. All right. And guys, listen, net profit should not be your salary. Okay. Net profit should really be a financial pat on the back for you taking on the risk of running a contracting business and doing a good job at it. Okay. So that's net profit. On this sheet, I'm not going to go into it here today with you, just for time's sake, because your brains are probably bleeding right now if you're anything like I was several years ago. But on this sheet, we talk about break-even point. We talk about cost per lead, cost per sale, and things like that, so that you can really know the numbers of your business at the most basic level. All right, so with that, head over to the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group and look for the Contractor Business Math 101 sheet, and you can pick it up over there. And also, if you go to motorhard.com, you opt into our email list over there. We'll make sure that you get a copy of this sheet via email as well. So here's your assignment for the week, contractor dudes. Here we go. The next project that you have coming up, what I would like you to do is, let's say you have a $10,000 project that you're starting in a week or so, or in a few days, or tomorrow, or whatever it is. I want you to cut that money in half, okay? And try to produce the job for half of the money that you sold it for, okay? Try to get 50% gross profit, because the higher your gross profit, the easier it is, your life is gonna be. All right, we'll get into more gross profit and number stuff later on, but that's my challenge for you this week, is to whatever projects you have coming up this week, cut that revenue, cut that total money in half, and try to produce the job for 50% of that amount or less, okay? And that'll leave more money left over for you to pay overhead, pay towards your debt, give yourself a raise that you've been promising your wife for the last 4 years, whatever the heck it is, all right? Do that. That's your assignment here this week. All right, so with that, I'm out. Head over to the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group weigh in with any other questions that you have about Contractor Business Math 101 stuff, and we will talk to you guys next time on the Strongpreneur podcast, where we build uncommon contractors.